Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, let me ask you, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you very much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent?
I am a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very, very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I think you know which one.
I'm not sure.
Biden.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I believe I'm 32.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic?
I am Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that
10.
You are not at all.
Okay, I am very motivated.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm generally dissatisfied.
So it would be only dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
What were my two options?
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
That's a complicated one.
If it helps, we still have the same scale. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one on the list is protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
I'd say that's about an 8. I care a lot about that.
Thank you. Then we have banning TikTok.
I care very little about that. I'd say maybe a 2.
Thank you. Then we have making college more affordable.
I care greatly about that. I'd say a 10.
Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling and police and holds bad cops accountable.
10.
Then we have reducing crime and violence.
That's a tough one to handle, so I'd say about a 5.
Thank you. Then we have protecting Social Security and Medicare.
I'd say about a 5.
Thank you. Then we have creating more affordable housing.
That one's probably about a 9.
A 9. Then we have protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you. Then we have working to end the war in Gaza.
Probably about a 2.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Oh, and you wrap them into both the same camp like that. generally, yes, but it's tough with how the Republicans in the House and Senate seem to want to counter everything and just be difficult.
I understand. And how should I record your question, your answer? I'm sorry. Yes or no?
Am I satisfied with them? Was that the question?
Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion...
Can you repeat the first half of that scale again?
Yes, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold. Okay, thank you. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one we have on the list is TikTok.
Let's say, 15.
And then we have YouTube.
Say about a 95.
Thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Charlemagne Tha God.
No opinion.
Then we have Cory Booker.
Say about a 90. He's a good guy.
Thank you. Then we have Mark Zuckerberg.
Say about a 30.
30. Then we have Joe Biden.
I'd give him a strong 70.
Donald Trump.
Is it a 0 or is it a 1?
A 0 or 1. You can go 0 since the scale is from 0 to 100.
Won't elaborate.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Give them a 60. I give them a 70.
Oh, 70. Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
I'd say about a 15, because there are a few good eggs there.
Thank you. And finally, we have X, formerly known as Twitter.
I'd say about 55.
55. Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can... Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Not really him himself, more of the people he's chosen to surround himself, so really his cabinet and his strong affiliations in the House and the Senate.
Affiliation with the House and the Senate.
Right. He promotes the right ideas, and I feel like he has the right qualified people executing his ideas and supplying him with ideas that he probably never had himself because of his age.
Thank you. Now, we're going to change gears a bit. Well, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. This is the last section of the survey, so we're almost there. Now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand about know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A great deal.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence...
Can you hold on just one moment?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we just have to lower this tiny bit, and it just goes over the top, and then it velcros to it. Political survey. Sorry about that. I'm camping.
Thank you for taking your time. Now,
I feel it's important.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel or do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
A great benefit.
And would you say is much more of a benefit or somewhat more of a benefit?
Much more of a benefit.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
Ooh. I would say regulated more. Is there any notes that you can put in to expand on that one?
Thank you. And thinking about the potential...
Yes or no.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Facebook or Meta, YouTube, TikTok, Google, Instagram, video games, or X, formerly known as Twitter?
Google.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Do you use TikTok multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month?
I've never used it.
No. Thank you. What about Facebook?
A few times a year.
A few times. Would you say that is less than once a month?
Less than once a month.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Instagram.
Less than once a month.
X, formerly Twitter.
Less than once a month.
And YouTube.
Every day.
And would you say multiple times a day or about once a day?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with a statement. The first one is, Meta keeps its users' data secure.
I disagree with that.
And do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Then we have X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Is that just a simple yes or no?
It is strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Then we have TikTok plays a negative role in society.
I somewhat agree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Then we have X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes, I have.
And what you heard, would you say is a lot or just a little?
A lot.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I'd say I oppose it.
And would you say you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I have no opinion there.
Does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think that they are playing politics? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens? They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with? They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors? They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, or they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security.
They want to protect the data security of Americans from the CCP.
Thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, yes or no?
I get some, sure.
Should we mark it? Or?
Yes, okay. I do get some from them.
Thank you. What about National Evening Network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Oh, I guess that's the one that I meant. The previous one was a no then.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So
no daytime, just the evening.
Okay, thank you. Then we have local TV news.
None.
Music and entertainment sites.
None.
And then we have a news website or apps.
A what?
News websites or apps.
Websites.
Excuse me?
Websites.
A website. Then we have talk or news radio.
Not all.
Should we mark it or leave it alone?
I mark it as no.
Okay. Then we have news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
Yes.
Then we have print newspapers or magazines?
Not at all.
And then we have social media, such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
Not at all.
And YouTube?
Quite a bit, yes.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. Now you can go back to your people helping.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay.